Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Thursday, December 14th, 2023. And here is some of today's trends in the news. And again, remember, the trend is your friend, and we're your friend giving you the trends that you can't get anywhere else. New York Slime, Wall Street Journal, one after another. Don't do it. Don't know how to do it. We're the only ones doing it. In your magazine, the Trends Journal's packed with it. All right, so on the market front, well, you know, I thought the markets would go down in December. I got it wrong. Oh, Slimmy got it wrong. You don't get everything right all the time. But Gregory Mannarino got it right. And there's a great article in this week's Trends Journal about what he said. There's no reality here. Things could go down. The markets are going to keep going up. And there's a global slowdown. The Trends Journal is filled with one fact after another. You're manufacturing down all over the world. Imports, exports, the whole thing's going down. Yeah, there's a little bubble in the United States that's popping things up a bit. But why the market's going up? Well, we did get this right. And by the way, we said the markets in last November, over a year ago, we said the S&P would go up at least 16.3%, and it did. So I believe the market, and we said the markets would go down in August, excuse me, in September and October, and they did. So why the market's going up? Well, the markets are going up because now the bet on the Fed street is that the Fed is going to pause interest rates and then lower them at least 75 basis points next year. And we got that 100% right, said it when no one else was saying it. They're going to do it to keep Ms. Faccia Bruta over here that you just saw Janet Yellen as the Treasury Secretary. They always lower interest rates in the run-up to the presidential reality show. And that's all this fucking shit show is. It's a fucking two-bit reality show. And by the way, we own that trademark. Yep. Democrats, Crips and Bloods, the crime syndicate, murderers and thieves. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. So anyway, going back to the markets, that's what's pushing them up. More cheap money going to flow into it. Now, what's also happening, we said, when this happens, gold is going to go up. Now, gold's like trading now as we're talking about $2,040 an ounce. And if there was no Bitcoin in the scene, if there were no cryptos, it would be much, much higher. And we're still very bullish on Bitcoin. So that's the story. Fed leaves rates alone and predicts three cuts in 24. We say more than three cuts in 24. Landlords resume rental concessions. That's right. They're lowering rents. So it's showing you where it's a slowdown. And yes, that's bringing inflation down. But also now you just saw the mortgage rates drop below 7%. We don't see a big decline in housing prices. Matter of fact, there's a good opportunity they may even go up. But what no one's talking about as these markets are booming is the commercial real estate bust and the office building bust that's going to bring down the banking system. No one's talking about it. What else do we have? Are you ready? Again, each week in the Trends Journal, this is our 65th week of doing it. We have all the firings going on, people getting laid off. 65 weeks been doing this. Ready? This came out yesterday from The Messenger. More than a third of companies are expecting layoffs next year. Almost 40% of companies are forecasting layoffs in the coming year. And even more are anticipating a hiring freeze, according to a survey of 906 business leaders by Resume Builder. In the first 11 months of the year, companies have cut 686,860 jobs. You ready? 115% increase announced during the same time as last year. This is according to Challenger Gray and Christmas. This was the highest January-November job loss total since 2020. Oh, 2020? When the little fucking scumbags locked down everything? Those little arrogant boys and girls locked down everything? We're fighting the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. It will tell you what to do. And the media whores sold it. Those how bad the fucking numbers are and the economy's going up. And again, Mannarino lists perfectly in the Trends Journal why it's going up. Fashion retailer Inditex hit by lowest sales growth. Okay. We've been only saying this week after week after week, reporting how poorly luxury sales are going down. It's very significant. When they start going down at the top, you know they're going to go down at the bottom. But again, you're not allowed to say that. That prostitutes on it don't say that. They just keep selling the hype. You ready? The world's poorest countries buckle under $3.5 trillion in debt. Record debt burdens are threatening these developing nations, according to the World Bank, just to show you how bad things are. And again, what they write in this article, what I'm going to tell you, they don't talk about. They go on to say the latest report by the World Bank said that low and middle income countries paid $443.5 billion toward principal and interest in 2022. This is the highest level in history and a 5% increase from 2021. The organization projected that the total would rise by nearly 40% in 2023 and 2024. The bank estimated that more than half of the world's low-income countries were facing debt distress. Okay? Debt distress? How about a migrant crisis? How about more wars? How about more people escaping lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime, violence? Not a word about that. This thing's going down. Just because the equity markets are going up means nothing compared to the global scheme. And again, gold prices. Argentina's annual inflation rate hit 161% in November. Inflation is expected to climb faster in the months ahead. This is this guy, this new guy, Miley, or whatever the Gatzone is, the arrogant guy. They devalued the peso by 50% this week. Part of a wider shock package, he hopes, will eventually stabilize the economy as you're fucking over all the people. Latin America's number three economy is a prolonged economic crisis that has steadily eroded the value of the local currency while plunging, you ready, 2/5 of the population into poverty. Again, migrant flood, civil unrest, and violence. And again, the bigs keep getting bigger. We have articles in the Trends Journal, a whole load of them. Even though interest rates are high, the bigs are still buying up. Not nearly the rate that they were when the interest rates were now near zero, but the bigs are still getting bigger. Occidental agrees to a 12 billion Crown Rock deal. Yeah. Okay, and then each week we have special articles, special section on AI. So I just want to give you some of the stories making the news now. Hyperharm, students push for AI literacy. How about that for a fucking oxymoron? AI literacy. Flexport head eyes AI's role in logistics. Open AI to pay Politico parent for content. New York Times hires first newsroom leader focused on artificial intelligence. Yep. Isn't that great? Because that's all the toilet paper record is. They call themselves the paper record. It's the fucking toilet paper record. They sell what the fucking government tells them to sell. They're little gutless little prostitutes. You ready? News media outlets slashed nearly 3,000 jobs in 2023, with more expected. And that's the most since the COVID war began in 2020. And that's from Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. They found media companies overall have made, you ready? 20,324 cuts so far in 2023, the highest year to date total since 2020. Wow. They just said two, I don't know what they're saying is from the Hill. Yep. Washington Post is aiming to cut another 240 jobs. So if you go to our site, trendsjournal.com, we have a holding our annual fundraiser, our holiday fundraiser. And I'm encouraging you to go to trendsjournal.com and contribute what you can. $5, $10, you know, whatever you contribute, $100, whatever you could do. It's keeping us 100% independent, the way the news is supposed to be. Again, trendsjournal.com. Give whatever you can. Thank you and happy holidays. Happy holidays. Yeah. When we say we're giving you what nobody else is giving you, the Trends Journal costs the grand total of $2.86 a week. People are spending $7 a day on fucking shitty coffee. $7 a day. So this is like, you know, not even a cup of coffee. This is the cover of the Trends Journal of the Wall Street Journal today that I pay $5 a day for. Beijing snowstorm brings forbidden pleasure. Isn't that nice? Yeah. City slippers. Visitors to the forbidden city. Look at this. Look at this shit. Look at this fucking shit. Who the fuck are you talking to? Who the fuck are you talking to? I didn't get one article out of today's Wall Street Journal, either section, that was trendworthy. Nothing. Zero fucking data. Because they're all little fucking whores. Because they suck up to the politicians. And again, as a nice Christmas gift or a holiday gift, you want to get this nice shirt that you can't get anywhere else, the Trends Journal shirt. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell us what to do? Tell me what to do. And you got the back of it. And that's all these people are. They're media whores. They get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. The person running the show now in the Wall Street Journal, she said, we're giving people what they want. What are you fucking talking about? What are you fucking talking about? What the fuck do I care? The Forbidden City. People going, yeah, what are you fucking talking about? Oh, by the way, how come you don't have a fucking front page story of the slaughter going on in Gaza and showing people being bombed to death in hospitals and schools, kids destroyed, only nearly 20,000 of them now? No, this is the shit they're selling. So again, go to our page and donate. The thing is right there, the donate thing that you could hit. So speaking of bullshit, crap, and scumbags, more than two-thirds of the U.S. House of Representatives voted in favor of a defense policy bill today that includes a record $886 billion in annual military spending and authorizes policies such as aid for Ukraine, a pushback against China in the Indo-Pacific. Hey, Don't you all care about pushing China back in the Indo-Pacific and Ukraine? The fucking country's going down the crapper, and these little fucking crap heads are stealing our fucking money to give to the military-industrial complex. Yeah, the guy, Lloyd Austin, the defense contractor, yeah, Secretary of Defense, last job with Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States. This is the shit that's going on as our country is going down the crapper because we've got crap heads in charge. Little fucking shits. All you little scumbags, listen to this. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies in the final sense a theft from those of us who hunger and are not fed. Those who are cold and not clothed. The world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of the laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all in any true sense. Under the clouds of war, it is humanity hanging on a cross of iron. Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II, and 2-term president. Fuck you, Eisenhower. I'm little Lindsey Graham. I'm a little fucking clown with no balls. Oh, I'm Tom Cotton. I'm a military guy. I'm little Chucky Schumer. Look at the fucking shit show. Look at the shit show. There he is. Look at him. Take that mask off. Take that mask off. You take the mask off now because you're standing in front of the thing. And they're standing over there. Put that mask on now, Biden, because the COVID knows when you got me. Now you're safe. Now you're safe. Look at this little stupid fucking shit. Look at this stupid shit. Stealing our money as the country's rotting in front of us. Ah, there's a guy. My daddy was an ambassador. My uncle was an ambassador, army member of the club. I love every fucking war since I've been sicking off the public tit since 1994. I'm Anthony Blinken, Blinken. Go fucking fight. Go to the front lines and fight, all you scumbags that stole our money to give to the military-industrial complex. Calm down, Salenti. Biden says Israel's Gaza bombing campaign is indiscriminate, but he vows to keep supporting it. Israel's security can rest on the United States. Isn't that nice? A fucking place that was invented by the United Nations and the Balfour Declaration. But right now it goes on. The literal security of Israel as an independent Jewish state is literally at stake, but it is, yep. We continue to provide military assistance to Israel as it goes after Hamas. Military assistance as it goes after Hamas. They're bombing the fucking place into obliteration. They killed nearly 20,000 people. 70% of them women and children. Destroyed over 100,000 buildings. Stealing our money to do it. Biden called Netanyahu a good friend. Isn't that nice? Biden made a strong support for the state of Israel. Many of you heard me say over the years, were there not in Israel, we'd have to invent one. You ready? We'd have to invent one. They invented the fucking place. Again, detailed in your Trends Journal magazine. Gone over 100 times with you. Crusades 2000. Here it is. Balfour Declaration 2017, the United Nations deciding it. White House official plays down Biden's indiscriminate bombing remark. The president was speaking to his concern about making sure we're seeing the results that Israel has claimed as their intent, which is to reduce civilian casualties. That little clown, John F. Kirby, little fucking shit. What are they talking about? What is he talking about? Netanyahu said, Israel will keep fighting. Nothing will stop us. And this guy, again, Kirby, said, we know we've stated their intent to reduce the casualties, and they've acted upon that. A total fucking lie. Because this was just reported by CNN. Nearly half the Israeli munitions dropped on Gaza are imprecise dumb bombs, U.S. intelligence assessment finds. Just came out. It says that 40 to 50% of the 29,000 air-to-ground munitions that Israel has used has been unguided. Unguided munitions are less precise and pose a greater threat to civilians, especially in densely populated areas like Gaza. I love the language they use. The rate at which Israel is using the dumb bombs may be contributed to soaring civilian deaths. Maybe? Oh, you mean civilian deaths bragged by Biden and the scumbags in Congress that we're giving you the weapons to destroy these people? And a little fucking Kirby bullshitting that they're using precision? Where's the outrage? Where are the people? Again, support us. Support Occupy Peace. I'm doing everything I can. I just don't talk about it. I put my money in my heart where my mouth is. Oh, it's Christmas time. All we're fucking concerned about how are holiday sales gonna go? Hey, how about the birth of the Prince of Peace? Fuck you, Salenti. The hell with the Prince of Peace. What peace? Hey, I'm a Zionist. I'm Biden, who claims he's a Catholic. What Catholic would do this? Well, maybe the Pope, I don't know. Well, what Catholic would do this? Send weapons to slaughter people. We don't give a shit about the Prince of Peace. We're only concerned about holiday sales. So shut the fuck up. Tehran warns of an explosion if war continues. Yep. At least every week we receive a message from the U.S. telling us that the U.S. bases in Syria, Iraq are targeted by some groups, this guy said. These groups are defending the Arab and Muslim people and in Gaza. That is why they're targeting U.S. bases in Syria and Iraq. What the fuck is the United States doing in Syria and Iraq? We have no right being there. He goes on to say, we do not recognize Israel as a government. It has been an occupied power for 75 years. And European Union has lost credibility on Israel and Palestine, says Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar. He said that we've lost credibility at the Global South, which actually is the most of the world, because of what is perceived to be double standards. And there is some truth in that, quite frankly. Some truth is 100% true. America and its allies can kill and slaughter anybody they want for any fucking reason. And again, this is the United Nations, and he's saying that it's losing its credibility. This is the United Nations that created Israel. They have no right to. Iran, U.S. opposing ceasefire in Gaza means prescribing more deaths for children. Israel bombards Rafah, killing at least 26 people. And of course, Al Jazeera said they've seen the shared the videos online. They've seen them. At least 180 people have been killed and 303 wounded in Israeli attacks over the past day. So that's what they do. None of what I just read you, by the way, is in the toilet paper record or the Wall Street Journal or on any of the stations. But this is the big article in today's New York Times. Russia attack takes big toll even as Kyiv hits missiles. The scale of damage was evident in one of the buildings Wednesday morning. Nearly all the windows were blown out. All the windows blown out? They're blowing these buildings to the ground. This is the picture that they show. They're blowing the buildings to the fucking ground in Gaza. Oh, but the windows are blown out of this. You ready? And Kyiv's mayor said 20 of the wounded had been hospitalized in the city, including two children. Only about 7,000, 6,000, 8,000 children have been killed in Gaza, but two are wounded. Two are wounded. Russia has once again confirmed its title as a shameless country that releases rockets at night, hitting residential areas, kindergartens, and energy facilities in winter, Zelensky said. But Israel, they could bomb schools. They could destroy a medieval mosques, modern mosques. They could go into hospitals, kill people, destroy them. But those dirty Russians, boy, oh, my God. This is the kind of shit they write. Ready? Vitaly Babarash, 42, had a small cut on his face and said he had stitches in his left arm. This is what they're writing about as they're destroying Gaza. A lot more in your Trends Journal. Again, go to the interview I did yesterday with Judge Napolitano. It's a very important one. Again, we're losing our freedom. We're losing our rights. Again, please go to Trends Journal. You can see the donate. Please help. I'm fighting. I'm a fighter for freedom. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace that every one of the scumbags that voted for nearly, it's close to $1 trillion for the military industrial complex. Screw the Prince of Peace. We're warmongers. Again, we're only interested in how much money you're going to make on holiday sales. Nothing about the celebration of the birth of Christ. Nothing. And again, I'm not talking religious sense. I'm talking about for the people that believe in their religion and believe in the Prince of Peace. I don't believe in the Catholic religion. It's as fucked up as they fucked up the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But I do believe in what's preached by the Prince of Peace, which is two very different things. So go to trendsjournal.com, and please hit the subscribe button. Get the subscribe button so we get more people up here, to get this message out. So just hit that thing, like it, do whatever you want, keep it going, and let's keep moving forward. United we stand, divided we die. Thank you.
At the Trends Journal, the best investment you could make, because it's the best investment into your mind, and it can change how you look at the world.
His work is actually a gold mine. Anybody interested in politics, political trends, economic trends, social trends, cultural trends, you have to follow him. Gerald Celente.
The Trends Journal is one of the greatest sources of information, and it really is. You're predicting these things well ahead of time. I would encourage everyone to go grab the latest copy.
I've been a Trends Journal subscriber for 20 years. I just have to commend you. What you guys have put together in your latest Trends Journal, there's nothing like this out there.
Sir, everything that you predicted about the economy, you were absolutely right. So I have followed you all this time. So please take a look at the Trends Journal.
You correctly forecast that the Fed would hike rates quite aggressively. Correctly said that initially gold and silver would drop as the Fed starts to raise rates to 1.5% and above. When we spoke last, Bitcoin was around 49,000. You said you expect to drop, and if it drops below 30, 35, then it could really drop.
Trends Journal, which I would encourage people to go and check out. It's actually a 200-page document, pure data-driven analysis.
Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the world. Gerald, you had an interesting call back in September of last year. You said gold had bottomed, which is exactly what happened. And here we are, and we're above $1,900.
Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens at trendsjournal.com.